This is Community Campus Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Stream, podcast, or download program archives and more at ckuw.ca.
Located on the first floor of Portage Place Shopping Center, Studio 393 is a come-as-you-are drop-in studio space for people aged 13 to 29, run by Graffiti Art Programming. The program curriculum is shaped by participants focusing on music production, recording, DJing, creative writing, and podcasting. In addition to a highly qualified staff of practicing artists, Studio 393 also receives local, national, and international guest artists and professionals to facilitate workshops and mentor aspiring and emerging artists. We also offer personal and professional development opportunities. Studio 393 is now open 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. For more information, please contact info@graffitigallery.ca or go to www.graffitigallery.ca.
God.
I am Albino. You wish to see me?
We'll be right back.
evening. You are tuned into the Bog of Doom here on Metal Mondays on CKUW 95.9 FM. I am your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with you till 3 a.m. Hope you're all doing well. Yeah, we just started off there with a long set there. We had going back from what you just heard, Warhorse, Horizons Burn Red. That's off the Heavens as Heaven Turns to Ash, and Warhorse, I Am Dying, also off Heavens Turns to Ash. Amazing album off, I believe, the Southern Lord Recordings record label. I'm not sure if it's in print anywhere. Maybe it is. Maybe you can find it, but it's definitely out there streaming. Amazing album. Perhaps one of my favorite metal albums of all time. And then, of course, two tracks from Electric Wizard off their Dope Throne album, I, the Witchfinder, and Barbarian. Started it all off. Of course, we started with the theme from David Lynch's Blue Velvet. Yes, it's the Bog of Doom here on Metal Mondays on CKUW 95.9 FM. I am DJ Dilgirk, and lots happening. Yes, and one thing I should say is next time you hear me, it'll be Fun Drive time. Yes, CKW's Fun Drive is our annual funding drive we do every year in February. This year it's February 7th to the 21st. So the next edition happening on February 11th, you will hear me, and I'll be telling you why you should donate to the station. But let's talk about that right now. Now that I have you here, let's talk about this. Well, why do we do Fun Drive? Well, it's because we do get a funding through the student levy, but then we've always wanted to maintain our independence. And one way we do that is we don't take any government money. People always assume, oh, isn't there government money and grants for that? No. Not for this, not for what we're doing here in campus community radio. That's what we ask listeners to donate. And that's what we're asking during CKW's Fun Drive, is for you to donate some money. Of course, there's different incentive levels and all that. But I think what you should think about, I'm not going to talk about incentives or anything, but just think about the need for independent media across the board, but it can start right here in your own community. And that's one way you can support that is CKW. And it's community access. Myself, I'm staff now, but I started off just as a volunteer and a listener just like you. And while not everyone has to come in and do a radio show, you can get involved. And that's with some generous listener support. I will say that, you know, there's different incentives about t-shirts and all that kind of stuff. But for any incentive level, you can get a tax receipt. So let's say if you say, you know, yeah, you know, the t-shirt's $75, maybe you can't part with $75. But you're like, you know what, I can do $50 and I can get a tax receipt. Absolutely. We would love to take that money, and you get that money back. It costs us nothing. Of course, t-shirts and toques and things do cost us a bit of money to do. That, everyone goes home happy. You can also feel good, do good in the community by supporting a place like CKUW 95.9 FM. That program's metal. You know, I mean, there's metal certainly on the mainstream stations for sure. I don't think CBC really touches metal, which is unfortunate. I think there's a great Canadian metal scene here to represent. But that's why we have a show like Metal Mondays and others like Thrash Can, Sebastian, who does it on Mondays, 5 to 6, the Thrash Can. Is it 5 to 6? Yes, 5 to 6, Thrash Can with Sebastian. A lot of thrash and speed metal. Definitely worth supporting. So there's some of your stuff, some of my yickety yak about Fun Drive, which I'll probably mention to you before another time before the end of the show. But I wanted to get it in at the start here. Let's get into some more music. A bit of a shorter set. This is going to be Melvin's Heavy, A History of Bad Men and Work in the Ditch. This is the incomparable, the amazing Melvins. Right now, Bog of Doom, Metal Mondays on CKUW 95.9 FM. Good evening. We are back again. Metal Mondays. This is the Bog of Doom with DJ Dilgerkin, CKW 95.9 FM. We just heard two tracks from the Melvins. That was Working the Ditch off of Tarantula Heart. That's their most recent record. And then A History of Bad Men off A Senile Animal, one of my favorites of the Melvins. Yes, the Melvins, they were on my mind. I think it was a Friday night to myself. I shouldn't say totally to myself, also to my little Schnauzer Westy Cross, my little dog there, Sully. We had a boys' night in, so I made some pizza and watched some movies. One of them was a documentary on Mudhoney called, I believe it's called I Am Now. And then I also watched, not the whole thing, but at least half of a documentary on the Melvins called Colossus of Destiny. And, and even that first bit of the Melvins doc, was incredible. And I'm going to finish the rest of it. It's all on Tubi, T-U-B-I. I don't know if you know about Tubi. It's a free streaming site. It's great. They have amazing stuff on there. Yeah, there's ads, but I don't find them that intrusive. And you don't get cut for time or anything like that. And there's all kinds of cool stuff on there. The Mudhoney documentary was fascinating. Of course, that's kind of outside of the realm of what we're going to talk about here. But nonetheless. But that bit about the Melvins, it was so interesting to hear kind of their business model and how, you know, King Buzzo was like, well, I mean, this documentary was probably just about a decade old. And he's like, look, if you want to find music to just listen to it, you can get that anywhere. But if you want to pay for music, you know, we have all this merch and vinyl that we put a lot of thought into and the design we think about. And there's also limited runs with the Amphetamine Reptile Records. And I guess they're also on the IPECA, the Mike Patton's label they'll release on. And they said, yeah, and then we'll do limited stuff. You know, limited run of things. And then we'll just release this other stuff and have merch ready for people who want to buy it. And King Buzzo is like, yeah, people will always complain to me. People still complain that the stuff is too expensive. But he's like, if you want to pay for music, you're going to have to pay a fair amount of money for it. If you want it for free, you can get it anywhere. It was very fascinating. And it just reminded me how incredible the Melvins are. One of my favorite bands. They're the Melvins. What can we really say about them, right? A whole show should be dedicated to the Melvins, perhaps. I would love to do that, actually. With 3 hours, we could probably go through touch on almost all their whole discography. That might be fun. Anyways, let's get going now to our next little bit of music. Here is Ohm. Yes. On the Mountain at Dawn. Been going back and, I mean, I'm always listening to Sleep, but going back and also checking out Ohm, who I do enjoy a lot. So here's Ohm on the Mountain at Dawn.